Because at that time, I mean, I was still only 16, 17. We were, well, 16, in fact, 15, 16, going to the Welly Club, Humberside Theatre that became the whole truck, going through to Bridlington to see, you know, bands like The Clash, The Skids,
was that the
Jam,
Spa?
Bridlington Spa, yeah. The Jam, Clash, Stranglers.
Tourists
played that year. Odds played there. I remember seeing there was a one stand for me. There was one standout band in Hull, and it was the Odds, and they were tight. They were aggressive. They were playing pop stuff. It was in your face. Great musicianship. Sounded great. And every time, you know, you remembered going to see him. Along with it, there was a obviously Dead Fingers Tour were around. So I remember seeing them play. They hardly ever played in Hull. I saw them at the Hull New Theatre, and they were supported by a band called The Void. From Pocklington, actually were really good, but the Odds just stood out. I mean, Dead Fingers Talk were of a genre. I didn't think they're a bit of a crossover band from the 1970s, early 70s really. I didn't really think they had a proper identity. You couldn't put them down as punk or new wave, but they were sort of ish. But then you saw the Odds doing it, and they were doing it live, aggressive, and I was lucky because I sort of knew Stuart, the saxophonist of. He moved on to Sade fame, and I just happened to be walking back through town. I was playing guitar with Jez Ross, who became the drummer in Moscow, and we were doing a play, and I was playing guitar in it, walking back through town with my Rickenbacker, and I saw Stuart, and Stuart said, "Oh, I didn't know you played the guitar, Twig," and I said, "Yeah." He said, "What you got?" I got Rickenbacker. He said, "Oh, we need a guitarist because they just sacked their singer Sam." Kieran had taken up singing duties, so they were looking for a replacement guitarist. So why don't you come down for an audition? So yeah, do that. I mean, I'd only been playing for a couple of years. I hadn't really got a clue. But anyway, went down there with my Rick, plugged it into your amp, I think it was. I think you were singing through it as well. That's what you did in those days. We didn't have anything proper. And anyway, within a couple of hours, I got a call from Stuart, said, you're in.